Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
2/3 of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah.
You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly.
Uh-huh.
Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Donald Trump indicted again. 98-page indictment, 41-count indictment, handed down by a Fulton County, Georgia grand jury on Monday evening. They're calling them the Midnight MAGA indictment charges. It charges the former president, charges his lawyers and his campaign aides with multiple crimes for a nationwide challenge to the 2020 election results. The indictment was released right around midnight after a rushed grand jury process that took just one day to consider a complicated set of allegations involving 19 defendants, including the president, across a wide array of states and jurisdictions. The indictment, by the way, does not fundamentally concern actions taken in Georgia, but they're indicting him in Georgia. This is interesting. Pay attention. It describes words spoken and actions taken by the Trump campaign in a variety of other states and their effort to cast doubt on the controversial 2020 presidential election. The indictment charges several of the defendants with crimes merely for making statements that argued that the 2020 election was stolen. It claims that action or actions, such as holding public hearings in Pennsylvania, amounted to acts in furtherance of an illegal, quote, conspiracy. So they're looking at words said in other states for reasons to indict him in Georgia. Other acts that are referred to as furthering the conspiracy include tweets by then-President Trump encouraging people to watch public hearings, in which allegations of voting irregularities were being made by Trump lawyers and witnesses. They're charging him with that. So he tweets out, hey, you should watch this court battle, right? You should watch this court date, and see what's being said here. They're now saying that is a conspiracy to overthrow, and they're charging him with crimes for that. The indictment also describes an effort to prepare, quote, false electors, which even the New York Times has called alternate electors. Their words, not mine. Despite the precedent set by Democrats in the 1960 election on behalf of John F. Kennedy in the closely contested Hawaii race, you may not know about that. In other words, this has kind of happened before. No one indicted him, by the way, for any of that. Finally, the indictment also attempts to charge alleged federal violations in state court. So federal violations in state court, that's not how it works, but who cares? They're seeking, quote, accountability in a Democratic-run, Democrat-friendly jurisdiction for actions allegedly taken by the Republican presidential nominee in the last presidential race. Notably, there has never been any prosecution in any jurisdiction of Hillary Clinton or her lawyers or her aides who were involved in spinning the Russian collusion hoax, which sought to overturn the results of the 2016 presidential election. Because why did they not get charged? Because even then, people thought as much as they had done shady there, nah, let's not indict him, she lost. Nor has there ever been any prosecution, by the way, of the wide shadow campaign, quote unquote, their words, not mine, hatched by Democrats to swing the 2020 election by changing voting rules in key swing states, or to suppress news, to censor social media posts about Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family, to silence the media and silence on social media anyone who they didn't like that was talking about that and or even COVID, and to encourage social unrest nationwide, which they have done, including Black Lives Matter rioting and looting in cities that they raise money for and encourage them to do it and then bail the people out of jail that were doing it. This indictment, this new indictment of Trump, came hours after a document, and this just shows you how stupid these liberals are, was accidentally or prematurely posted on the Fulton County Court's website. It listed nearly 40 counts. The document was then deleted after the media got it, and officials claimed it was a fictitious document, a claim many observers later contested because, well, it matched the actual indictments. The Fulton County DA indictment of Donald Trump was posted. Felony charges for RICO and various conspiracies, filing false documents, etc. The list we have is pretty long. I'm going to read that list to you because I think it's important you understand what they're trying to do. They're literally throwing the entire book and trying to figure out any way they can to go after Donald Trump. Violation of Georgia RICO, that's racketeering. Solicitation of violation of oath by public officer. Conspiracy to commit impersonating a public figure, they say here. Conspiracy to commit forgery in the first degree. Conspiracy to commit false statements. Conspiracy to commit filing false documents. Conspiracy to commit forgery in the first degree. Conspiracy to commit false statements again. Filing false documents. All of these, by the way, are felonies that I've listed so far. Solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer. Another felony. False statements and writings. Another felony. Solicitation of violation of oath by a public officer. Another felony. False statements and writing, another felony. Now, some of these are multiple counts. The most serious is violation of Georgia RICO racketeering laws. That is a serious felony. All the others are considered felonies. So that's what it is now. That's what they've done. Okay, so understand this. This is how they're going to roll this out. This is what they're going to do with it. Now, Donald Trump put out a statement. And here is his statement that he has put out since this happened. Like Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg, deranged Jack Smith, and New York AG James, Fulton County GA, radical Democrat District Attorney Fannie Willis is a rabid partisan who is campaigning and fundraising on a platform of prosecuting President Trump through these bogus indictments, ripping a page from crooked Joe Biden's playbook. Willis has strategically stalled her investigation to try and maximize her interference in the 2024 presidential race and damage the dominant Trump campaign. All of these corrupt Democrats' attempts will fail.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4, that's the number 4, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. I want to go back to Donald Trump's statement after he was indicted. He says this: combined with the intentionally slow-walked investigations by the Biden-Smith goon squad and the false charges in New York, the timing of the latest coordinated strike by a biased prosecutor in an overwhelmingly Democratic jurisdiction not only betrays the trust of the American people, but also exposes true motivation driving their fabricated accusations. They could have brought this 2.5 years ago, yet they chose to do this for election interference reasons in the middle of President Trump's successful campaign. He is not only leading all Republicans by a lot, but he is leading against Joe Biden in almost every poll. President Trump represents the greatest threat to these Democrats' political futures and the greatest hope for America. The legal double standard set against President Trump must end. Under the crooked Biden cartel, there are no rules for Democrats, while Republicans face criminal charges for exercising their First Amendment rights. These activities by Democratic leaders constitute a grave threat to American democracy and are direct attempts to deprive the American people of their rightful choice to cast their vote for president. Called election interference or election manipulation, it is a dangerous effort by the ruling class to suppress the choice of the people. It is un-American and wrong. The Trump statement continues. They are taking away President Trump's First Amendment right to free speech and the right to challenge a rigged and stolen election that the Democrats do all the time. The one who should be prosecuted are the ones who created this corruption. President Trump will never give up and will never stop fighting for you as we all work to make America great again in 2024. Now, what are Democrats hoping for? They're hoping for this to be the one where they get, and I'm not joking, a mugshot. That's what they're hoping for now. The Fulton County court has said that's what they believe is going to happen. They want a mug shot. That's the whole ball game for them. They said they believe they will get a mug shot from Donald Trump if he comes in. If you don't believe me, listen to Fulton County Sheriff.
unless someone tells me differently, we are following our normal practices. And so it doesn't matter your status. We have mugshots ready for you.
Yeah. He's grinning when he said it. If you don't think this is rigged, listen to his voice. He smiles and smirks when he says it. The idea, the wet dream of having Donald Trump mugshots.
And so it doesn't matter your status. We have mugshots ready for you.
Yeah, yeah, we will. He smirks and grins. We'll have those mugshots ready for you. We're going to get you that mugshot of Donald Trump. We want that mugshot of Donald Trump. Greg Jarrett saying this on Fox News about the Fulton indictment and what it means for this country. And an activist DA, listen.
Here, indictments, arraignments, and the expected one when we get this read at some point soon, that this is going to be number four, and that these trials may actually take place during the time of caucuses and primaries, basically consuming the entire next half a year of 2024 of Donald Trump. Your reaction to that?
Well, I think the focus should be on the reaction of the American public. Every time there's one of these indictments against Trump, his fundraising goes up and his poll numbers rise. Why is that? It's because I think the American public realizes the truth of what's going on, that this is, as Senator Cruz pointed out, an effort by Joe Biden and those in his Department of Justice and local prosecutors in places like Fulton County and New York City to try to stop Trump from being reelected president of the United States. Instead of allowing voters to decide, they have decided that they know better. And so that they're bringing, in some cases, I think, specious charges against the president to stop him. You know, uploading the charges before the grand jury even voted on them earlier today. And that shows that the Trump indictment here in Georgia is preordained. That doesn't make it legally viable. I think what's so troubling here is how the district attorney has contorted Trump's words. Look at her earlier court filing. She claims that Trump told the Georgia Secretary of State to find 11,780 votes. That's not what he said. Read the transcript. Trump said that he himself was looking to find some 12,000 votes, which represented his deficit. Of course he did. As Professor Dershowitz has pointed out, all losing
candidates look for those votes, right? When they're trying to see what happened in a place like Fulton County. What's even more interesting, by the way, about this indictment, it's not just Donald Trump. We now know former White House Chief of Staff, former Congressman Mark Meadows, has been charged with Trump in Georgia. The former White House Chief of Staff, Mark Meadows, has been charged alongside President Trump and other defendants in Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis's investigation into the former president's actions during the 2020 election. The indictment handed down by Georgia grand jury late last night, the midnight indictment, charged Meadows and his co-defendants with violating Georgia's RICO laws. Now, that's a serious felony. According to the indictment, Meadows, the chief of staff, like each of his fellow co-defendants, is facing a violation of Georgia's RICO laws. He's also facing an additional count related to his participation in Trump's January 2nd, 2021 call with Georgia's Secretary of State. And Meadows was not one of the unindicted co-conspirators in Special Counsel Jack Speet's indictment related to conduct after the election, leading the speculation the former chief of staff could be assisting the federal investigation. The Justice Department previously decided not to pursue contempt charges against Meadows after he stopped cooperating with the House January 6th committee. Hutchison, one of Meadows' former top aides, was a key witness for the panel. The 41-count indictment charges former President Trump, his lawyers, and his campaign aides with multiple crimes for a nationwide challenge. The indictment was released close to midnight. The indictment does not fundamentally concern actions taken in Georgia, quote unquote, but describes words spoken and actions taken by Trump campaign in a variety of other states in their effort to cast doubt on the controversial 2020 presidential election that was obviously done under the, oh, well, it's COVID, so we got to change the way we run an election. The fact that DAs, and there's some activist DAs out there, but this DA, good, like, God help us. This case is the most absurd case I've ever seen. And the question now is, what happens because of this? Now, let me explain what I mean by that and how this connects directly to what's been going on with the Biden crime family. If this is the new standard of justice in this country, then immediately there should be 100 conservative DAs that start charging Joe Biden with crimes and Hunter Biden with crimes based on what we know. Just say, screw it. I'm not waiting for the federal government to do it. I'm just going to randomly charge crimes. That's what they just did in Georgia. I'm going to charge you for things that are even out of this jurisdiction. Right? Because that's what they just did in Georgia. You look at these charges. You look at the dates that were posted earlier today via the Fulton County clerk, right? The Fulton County clerk lied when it said it was a fictitious document that was uploaded accidentally online, and then the real document came out and it matches the other one. So if you want to know how much scumbaggery is going on from this Fulton County DA, the first time she has a chance to make a public statement about Donald Trump and the accidental indictment that was loaded up online, and then they had to pull it down, then they said it was a fictitious document. It wasn't a fictitious document. It's the same basically damn document they put up a couple hours later. So they've already lied to you. They said their words. It was a fictitious document. These are the people you can't trust. And again, I go back to this rule of law. If you can now charge people for things that have been done all over the country, okay, all over the country, not in your jurisdiction, and you can take federal things and bring them into the local and just go for it any way you want to, the Wild West here of legal, just grab anything, then there should be hundreds of DAs this morning. They're going, all right, well, fine. If this is how the judicial system is now going to work, then we're all going to charge Donald Trump with crimes. We're all going to charge Hunter Biden with crimes. We're all going to charge him with crimes and actual evidence we have of crimes. By the way, I don't want that to happen in this country. And what scares me the most is the Georgia grand jury four person who went out there and looks like a psycho and is smirking about the idea and talking about how amazing it would be to hand documents to Donald Trump and to indict Donald Trump. Never forget, this is the grand jury we're talking about here.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Two-thirds of Americans are at risk of experiencing a blackout. You could be one of them, sitting in the dark and cold for hours, for days, maybe even weeks. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. Folks say this new solar generator from Four Patriots is worth its weight in gold. Why? Because this generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer, or other devices like your electric blanket, your microwave, your RV, air conditioner, or even an electric wheelchair. You also get 12 outlets, including 4 AC outlets, so you can power more devices at once, and 2 USB-C outlets, which can charge your phone 20 times faster than a regular plug. Best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to 4 patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to 4patriots.com/Ben. That's the number 4patriots.com/Ben. Let me just go back and remind you of the Georgia Trump grand jury foreperson. She fantasized about indicting Donald Trump. How do we know this? Because she actually talked about it on TV. The foreperson, the Georgia Trump election probe, did interviews because she wanted to be famous. She was on CNN in a exclusive interview. Then she did a bunch of others. And this is what she said on CNN.
When it comes to there are indictments recommended, of course. Is it
yes.
more than 12 people? Is it more than 20 people?
I think if you look at the page numbers of the report, there's about six pages in the middle that got cut out. Allow for spacing. It's not a short list.
Not a short list. More, I mean, when it comes to 75 witnesses.
You hear a giggle, right? It's not a short list. Uh-huh. She's excited, folks. She got to make double space indictments. She's really proud of this, right? She's laughing at the idea of how many names on a page she's trying to destroy their lives.
It says, like, it's not, I assume, of course, it's
right.
not 75 people. Would you characterize it as 20-ish people?
I can't say I counted.
Okay. More than a dozen, though, I think I heard you say in another interview.
I believe so. That's probably a good assumption.
The name...
She's smiling and grinning at the camera. I put this up on Twitter so you guys can see it. You can go look at it, Ben Ferguson Show on Twitter, and you can watch the mannerism. She's smiling. She's laughing. She's kind of winking. She's just giddy as she's doing this interview over the idea that she's going to indict Donald Trump and pages of other people.
The name that everyone wants to know about is former President Trump. Did you recommend charges against Donald Trump?
I really don't want to share something that the judge made a conscious decision not to share. I will tell you that it was a process where we heard his name a lot. We definitely heard a lot about former President Trump, and we definitely discussed him a lot in the room. And I will say that when this list comes out, you wouldn't. There are no major plot twists waiting for you.
I mean, this is like some psycho from some true crime podcast. This is the biggest accomplishment of this psycho's life. And she's there, and this she's appearing on TV. She's the foreperson for the Georgia grand jury probing Trump, giggling. It's not a short list of these indictments. That's not the only place that she did an interview, okay? She also continued her media tour, right? Because she became a media darling instantly, right? She hates Trump. The Georgia Trump grand juror on decision not to subpoena Trump. I wanted to hear from the former president, she said. Listen to her on MSNBC.
Did you personally want to hear from the former president?
I wanted to hear from the former president, but honestly, I kind of wanted to subpoena the former president because I got to swear everybody in. And so I thought it'd be really cool to get 60 seconds with President Trump. Of me looking at him and being like, do you solemnly swear? And me getting to swear him in, I thought that would be an awesome moment.
I thought that would be an awesome moment. So you want to indict a former president of the United States of America because you want to have an awesome moment where you swear him in. No legal basis for doing this, no. She just wanted to have the moment. And as she's telling this story, by the way, she's grinning from ear to ear. She's so excited. She just loves this idea, can't wait for this to become a reality for her, right? This is the greatest moment. It would just be so cool to have 60 seconds with Donald Trump where I'm swearing him in. This is the Fulton County indictment. Listen to her voice again. Listen carefully to the way that she describes it.
Former president, but honestly, I kind of wanted to subpoena the former president because I got to swear everybody in. And so I thought it'd be really cool to get 60 seconds with President Trump. Of me looking at him and being like, do you solemnly swear? And me getting to swear him in, I kind of thought that would be an awesome moment. I can see how trying to get the former president to come talk to us would have been a year in negotiation by itself.
So it sounds like that was ultimately a battle that you all decided not to wage.
Exactly. That's kind of how it ended up, was that and... I'd be fascinated by what he said, but do you think he would have come in and said anything groundbreaking or just the same kind of thing we've heard? So at some point, you don't need to hear 50 people say the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? At some point, you kind of start to get the gist.
You kind of start to get the gist. Really? So this is who is making these decisions. This is what this decision looks like. This is how this is going to go down. If you want to know how filled with crap this indictment is, just take the words of the grand jury, the foreperson. I just really wanted to swear him. That would be a cool moment for me. It was lots of pages with lots of names of people that we were indicting. It was just amazing. It was so much fun. And I just had this moment where I just wanted to swear him in. Fulton County DA, by the way, dodging questions about the leaked Trump indictment. I'm not an expert on clerk duty, she says, acting like it was a minion that screwed that up, even though they lied about it. Listen.
I am not an expert on clerks' duties or even administrative duties. I wouldn't know how to work that system, and so I'm not going to speculate. Next question.
Yeah, I'm not answering any more questions on that. Next question. I'm not an expert on clerk duties. So you lied and said that was a fictitious document when clearly it wasn't. MSNBC this morning, they're having a wet dream over this. And they're saying there's so many unindicted co-conspirators in this 98-page indictment. It's kind of hard to figure out, you know, where they're going with this, right? And who are the cooperating witnesses? Who is working with the government? Listen carefully.
Phone call with Georgia's Secretary of State. He was with the former president every step of the way as he tried to overturn the 2020 election results. Read in on Eastman's plan, the plot with the vice president, and the rest. And we know he is one of the unnamed co-conspirators in Jack Smith's January 6th investigation. So, of course, is Rudy Giuliani. And Glenn Kirshner, let's go a little further on this idea. First of all, again, the stunning fall from grace for a man who was once credibly known as America's mayor, now facing criminal charges, Rudy Giuliani. But whether it's Giuliani or it's Meadows or it's Jenna Ellis or Sidney Powell, the list goes on and on and on. Please weigh in on those other names beyond Trump who are part of this conspiracy. Two-parter. One would be, do you think some of them indeed may be inclined to cooperate? But secondly, was there anybody whose name didn't appear yesterday that struck you that might think, well, that person might already be helping out?
Yeah, Jonathan, great questions. And there are so many unindicted co-conspirators that are referenced, sort of peppered throughout this 98-page indictment. It's kind of hard to figure out who they all are and whether they are, in fact, cooperating witnesses, which, you know, when old prosecutors and criminal litigators see that term unindicted co-conspirator in an indictment, I think our mind automatically leaps to, oh, they must be cooperating. I don't think we can yet say how many cooperators Fani Willis may have cultivated and may have the benefit of the evidence they can bring to the table in the prosecution of the 19 charged defendants. With respect to the indictment generally, I think it's really interesting to see kind of the tactical choices made by Jack Smith versus the tactical choices made by Fani Willis. You know, Jack Smith's prosecution, the prosecution in Washington, D.C., not to be confused with the federal prosecution in Florida for the documents crimes, seems to be built for speed and alacrity to the extent anything in the criminal justice system can ever move with alacrity, because it is simply one charged defendant. And it seems like Jack Smith jettisoned some crimes that some of us were expecting to see, like the insurrection, which was one of the crimes referred by the January 6th House Select Committee. And he seems determined to get that case to trial quickly, whereas Fani Willis's case seems to be built as a comprehensive vehicle, a comprehensive prosecution to hold accountable everybody who committed Georgia state election crimes. Two very different approaches. I think once I saw Mark Meadows as a charged defendant in the Georgia indictment, my mind again immediately leapt to, well, maybe he's not cooperating. And yet,
by the way, I love this. This is a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 person panel on MSNBC living out their sick dream, which is to indict not just Trump, right? Because it'd be really fun to do, but everyone that's ever talked to Donald Trump, anyone ever around Donald Trump. That's now what this has turned into. This is all about them saying, here is our enemies list and let's own it. We'll indict anyone that's ever talked, been around, worked with Donald Trump, and we'll ruin all of their lives. We'll make them all lawyer up. It'll be game on. And that's how we're going to pull this off. And that's why that foreperson was talking so giddily about, this dream of having that 60 seconds with Donald Trump. to swear him in. That would just be so cool for me. This is not serious, folks. This is Banana Republic. Two-thirds of Americans are at risk to experience a blackout. Are you ready to protect your family? Well, you could be with the Patriot Power Solar Generator 2000X. This new solar generator has double the capacity and is expandable, so you can run big appliances like your fridge even longer. And best of all, the new solar generator is fume-free, safe to use inside, and never needs gas ever. Over 150,000 Americans already trust Patriot Power Generators. So go to four, patriots.com/Ben to get your solar generator now. You'll even get a solar panel included free. So right now, go to fourpatriots.com/Ben. That's the number fourpatriots.com/Ben.
Hey, it's Danielle, Will, and Ryder from Pod Meets World. Thanks to our friends at Hyundai, we were able to record a very special episode for you guys at the one and only, wait for it,
Boy Meets World House.
Take a listen.
Are there any moments or spots on any of the sets we worked on over the 7 years that you guys felt more at home, that were like your little spots on the set you like to hang out?
I'm afraid it was the sink.
Oh, really? Yes.
Oh, yeah. You had to act by the sink a lot.
Yeah. I was behind the counter.
Yeah.
Right. Doing business constantly. Uh-huh. Mom stuff.
Uh-huh. Disciplining you in some way.
This has been brought to you by the fully electric Hyundai Ioniq 5. New episode out now. You can listen wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.